Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Cass.
And the other Joel's not here because he kicked me out of last week, so I kicked him out of this week. It's just how it works. And today, it's a mobile game special.
Yeah. This is the first time you'll be able to, assuming you're listening to this on your phone, be able to download the games we talk about as we talk about them.
Play along with us.
Yeah.
See if you can predict what we're going to hate or love as you play.
Absolutely. My prediction is that almost all of our games will cut out the sound of your podcast app the moment you open them.
That's true. You'll be listening to so many goddamn ads.
I hope they intercut over the top of each other because some games just have noise on top of whatever your phone is doing.
That's true. I hope that as we're talking, you're also hearing an ad for Clash of Clans or something. Man, I as I said that, I'm like, is that a dated mobile game reference?
Yes.
Wow.
Do they still have like Tittums ads?
Tittums ads?
Like they're like, play this game. No, it's boobs.
Wait.
Yeah, those games where it's like, don't let your girlfriend catch you playing this.
Because there's two levels of ads. And hey, children, if you're listening, don't listen to the second half of this sentence.
Yeah.
There's ones that are like, oh, play this new game. And it's just the biggest tits you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then there's other games that are like, if you play this game, you will have the biggest cum you've ever had in your entire life within 33 seconds. And it's a picture of like Elsa standing next to a horse or something.
And you always see them and you're like, no way. That couldn't be true.
There's no way this game
and
will
then
make
your computer
me
gets full of viruses.
Yeah. Your body so dehydrated because it turns out they don't lie.
Every porno game ad is 100% correct.
They can't it's false advertising.
Yeah. I always think about the one that's like, don't let your girlfriend catch you playing this game. Like, but like clearly they mean, I don't know what they mean. I just feel like if my girlfriend caught me playing that game, she'd be like, why? Are you okay?
Well, maybe that's why they don't want you to catch you
playing.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
your girlfriend will know you're sad and depressed.
What have you been playing, JD? What mobile game?
Oh, I said it at the start.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Yeah, and you watched me play it, so you know. But that's good. You're giving
Theater
the audience,
of the mind.
You're giving the audience an in. They're like, what game has he been playing?
Jackson's the chorus.
The common man of a man from all seasons.
Absolutely.
It is perverse to begin a podcast of kings and I know the opening speech of Man for All Seasons and I was going to turn it into a podcast, but that would have been a reference just for me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Anyway.
That's okay. Yeah.
I've been playing Sonic Racing
as
part of the Apple Arcade. So I recently saw Sonic the Hedgehog at a cinema.
Okay. You got the taste for it.
That was a flex.
Yeah. Good.
And I was like, man, I do got to go fast. So I have Apple Arcade and I haven't touched any of the Apple Arcade games in months, potentially years. Can't remember however long it's been since the first week of Apple Arcade.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got Sonic Racing on my phone. I've always wanted to try a kart racer on my phone because like I know that there's a whole bunch of them and I haven't played any of them. Like there's Mario Kart, Sonic Racing, I think.
A third one.
Probably there's something else probably. And I fired it up and it goes against every single aspect of my brain that has prepared itself for kart racing games. Because a phone and a controller are totally different.
Well, see, I would imagine that you would like move the phone to move the car.
No. So first of all, vertical phone. It doesn't go horizontal.
Come on now.
No, that's not right. Also, why aren't they running?
Oh, yeah. Hey, great question. It started
That's insane to me. They should be on foot.
Yeah. So Sonic R, I think they're on foot, but that was in the 90s. And then Yeah, they've just put them in carts.
I remember a great video game I played once on a friend's Xbox, original Xbox. Uh-huh. That was a running race game.
Uh-huh.
But you had three different kinds of people. You had a flying guy, a tough guy, and some other fella.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like the different classes of characters. And each level had sections for each class that were like shortcuts in the running race. That was really fun. If anybody knows what game that was, let me know.
Was it?
I won't play it. I don't have an Xbox, but I just want to know.
Was it Athens Olympics 2004?
Possibly? No,
Yeah, Athens Olympics with the three type of person.
Yeah. Have you not watched a sprint recently? Was there also shot put and javelin?
No. They were like
boxing.
Big... Yeah, it was a boxing game.
Actually, yeah.
I think it was Mike Tyson's punch out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the running part was really to get to the other person. It wasn't very long.
Yeah, it was
a short race and then a punch.
No, are you sure? Yeah, but are you sure it wasn't the official Olympics game?
No, it wasn't. I'm looking it up. It definitely wasn't.
So basically, vertical phone, not horizontal. So straight away, I was like, that's weird.
That's insane.
There's no accelerate or brake.
Okay. What?
Yeah, so again, straight away, I was like, oh no, this isn't what I expected. There's half a steering wheel at the bottom half of the screen, and you have to tap to turn it.
Tap? Yes. You don't slide.
You can slide, but then your cart, like, so that I did that first as well. I left my thumb in the middle of the steering wheel. And I was like, oh, I'll just slide to steer. And it sort of works, but mostly just makes your car drift. Where if you, it tells you like kind of tap and this, yeah.
So you tap and you like immediately turn left or right, like a sharp turn.
Well, yeah, it's like kind of pressure sensed. So it's not like, it's still like normal, like a normal kart racing level. So yeah. It's not just like.
Yeah.
It's not 90 degree turns every corner and you just tap and you're fine. But yeah, so that was weird. The only control you have is the item button and the steering wheel.
What are the items like?
Not sure. Was playing for a bunch and they all seem to do random things. There's a missile. I upgraded that. I know it's orange.
Okay.
There's a... I don't know. Look, I shrugged. There was one that made music. Don't know what it does. There was one that sucked in rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Did it make a good noise when you sucked in the rings?
The rings make a ring noise.
The ring noise of Sonic is really good.
Yeah.
It's one of the best noises in video games. I think I'll make that claim.
Okay,
it's
well, that's good that they kept it in then.
Yeah, they didn't remove that.
They already removed leg running, so they really didn't have a lot more to...
It's a racing game without a go or a stop button, which is impressive.
How many races did you win?
None.
Were you playing other people or... Did you lose against the technology?
I lost the tutorial, so that was just against the technology.
Okay.
And I thought it would make me do it again, but it didn't.
That's great.
No, I love that for a game.
Yeah, too bad. Stop playing.
Yeah,
we've taught you as much as we want to.
Yeah, I finished fifth. It was like the end of the tutorial. I was like, now win the race. And I came fifth, and it was like, you lose. Here's the game.
That's incredible.
So yeah, that was good. I liked that it didn't hold my hand there.
That's nice. It's the Dark Souls of mobile racing games, you could say.
It points you forward and spanks you as you leave.
Yeah, it's good. So rather than the regular character selection of a normal racing game, this one you have a racing team.
Oh, okay.
So you select your team captain is the person you're playing as, and then you've got two like support characters who can also win and stuff like that. The support characters have bonuses that they can
give you.
So if you've got Sonic as a support character, he just like throws items to you occasionally.
That's kind of cool. Wait, so Sonic can win as well?
Yes.
So there's three people racing, two of which you don't control, and they can win.
Yes, and those two people that can win that you don't control are part of your team, so you still get coins.
But you don't win if they win.
No. Your team wins, but you don't win.
Okay, so it wants you to know that. You can still be successful if your friends succeed, but you should know it's not your victory.
you have not really won.
Like in Formula One, that can happen as well. I don't know much about Formula One, and I imagine Jackson and Cass, I'm going to hazard a guess, you know less.
Hey! When I was younger, I used to hoard my dad's passes for the day passes.
Oh, that's sick. So do you what know have you learned?
I learned that hoarding's bad. I got rid of them.
That's good.
That's a good lesson.
They didn't bring you joy and you got rid of them. Yeah. That's nice.
I remember being like, I have to keep these. They're a set. And then every year being like, yes, Dad's going to the Formula One. Time to get the laminate passes.
I hope that
they
you had...
They were good, like solid hard plastic ones.
Yeah, I've been to the Formula One once or twice, mostly to see the bands that were playing. But yeah, the lanyards are they're high quality lanyards.
They're good. And then I remember the first year he went, they were, one was blue, two was red, three was green, and four was yellow, and there was like a set of them.
Yeah.
For the four different races. And I remember being like, yes, I have them. These are important. Thankfully they are gone now. Mm.
Did you have them in one of those like card folder?
No, Joel. So with hoarding,
you don't sort them; you just throw them somewhere.
Well, everything is of equal importance, so they went in the box with rubbish.
That's fair.
Did you get rid of them on purpose, or did you realize that you had a box of rubbish, put that in the bin, and then we were like, "Oh no!"
Oh no, no. Well, what I did was I found a box, and I was like, "Wow, I wonder what's in here." And I was like, "Oh my god, it's just rubbish!" And my mom's like, "Yes, yes, you
it is."
She's like, "You hoarded as a child," and I was like, "Oh my god, I really did." She's like, I wasn't kidding.
What type of rubbish are we talking?
Well, I would actually count those as rubbish. Sometimes
newspapers, that kind of thing.
No, I was like 7.
7-year-old kid.
I'm curious. So the lanyards were in a box with like actual garbage.
Well, I think the lanyards were actual garbage.
Yep.
Now,
yeah, so that's,
I remember. I remember there was bits of paper in there, but it might have been the paper that came with the box. I don't specifically remember. There was I think there was bits of like a tile game that was missing the tiles.
Oh, okay. So, okay. No, yeah.
More passes. Great. Look, things that I would now be like rubbish.
Yeah. I'm glad that it's gone now.
Yeah.
You know? That's a little moral victory.
Yeah. And anyway, so in Formula One, so you can be honest, there's like a racer wins the race, but they're part of a team. So,
yeah,
like,
that's fair. But the team doesn't win. It's not like the people who are fixing the car are also out there in a car.
No, but it's in like, so Ferrari, for instance.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
There's like
four
Ferrari drivers, okay. And all of them are part of the same team.
Who races?
So your starting team is Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, shockingly. Yeah. I mean, are you surprised?
Yeah.
You rolled your eyes.
Where's Big the Cat?
Big the Cat doesn't appear to be a playable character in the game.
Oh!
Which one's Jim Carrey?
That's Eggman. Where's or Dr. Mr. Robotnik.
Yeah, is he around?
He is the last unlockable character. I was just looking through. It's a mobile game, so obviously everything you do gets you coins.
Just pay like $20 to play as Robotnik. Come on.
So everything you do gets you coins. All of those coins can be used to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Those stuff kind of helps you get experience, which then unlocks other races. It's a very slow and long process, mobile games.
Yeah.
Don't know how many courses there are. Every race I did before was the same track.
Will you play it again?
Maybe.
What are the odds of you picking up your phone and playing Sonic Racing?
Well, because I have a Sonic-related itch. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And maybe if I can't get to my Switch in time.
It's too far. Well, I have an alternate question that I think will answer what we want to know.
Yeah.
What is the scenario that will make you pick up the game again?
Yeah.
Because I know there is one when you're like, oh, I might not. I know there's something that's going to make you play it.
All right, look, I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. Shitting.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a game for shitting.
Yeah, because 2-minute race.
Yeah. You're
knock
in,
out a
you're
couple
out.
Of races. Yeah, it'd be fine.
That's pretty good.
Maybe if I end up on a bus and my headphones are dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, it's the type of game that if I was listening to music, that music is cut out so that I can listen to Sonic.
Of course. Thank you, game.
That's one thing that I really don't like about the Apple Arcade games.
Yeah.
Almost, I think all of them I've played won't let you listen to something else over the top of it.
That's insane.
I get it. Games are made, like That's they true. Have a soundtrack and they have sound effects.
Someone's made
but
a music
sometimes
for them.
Give me the option.
Would it be different if the only song the Sonic Racing game played was that one that's like, rolling around at the speed of sound,
I
got
would,
places to go, got to follow my rainbow.
Yeah, the
then it would be forgiven.
Yeah, Sonic Adventure 2's opening level.
Downhill jam.
If that song played in this game, I would be playing it now.
That's good. That's the best song ever written.
Is this game good? No. Does it do what I thought it was gonna do? Also no.
How many thumbs?
Not many. But
a secret amount.
It that's just between me and Sonic. It looks nice, like way nicer, and runs a lot smoother than most phone games that I've played. But my phone did get hot, and I was only playing for about 10 minutes. So,
one thumb?
Two thumbs.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good for Sonic Racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy it on the Switch and compare.
Yeah. I've
heard the one on the Switch is good. And
you
also
can play as Wreck-It Ralph, dude.
What?
What?
Yeah, greatest game ever made. You can play as Wreck-It Ralph in the... Is this true? Hold on. You can play as Wreck-It Ralph in some racing game, but saying it now, the idea of it... No, yeah, you can play as Wreck-It Ralph. Sonic the Hedgehog, he's a game. Like Wreck-It Ralph. So he can play as Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, also, I know that the Team Sonic Racing on the Switch or PS4, maybe I'll buy it on PS4. That's funny.
That's great.
With the Switch or the PS4 or whatever, the roster is massive and all of the Sonic characters are insane. That's pretty exciting.
The chameleon fella, the three birds from that surfboard game.
There's a Cream the Rabbit and Cheese the something.
Chigos? Are they a thing?
I don't
Ibecos?
Know.
They've all got funny names. You should buy them on every platform and clock every platform.
Yeah, just so I can know which one's best.
We should have the month of March. You should review every variety of Sonic Racing. I figured out the game I was thinking of was called Mad Dash, by the way.
Mad Dash.
Yeah, and included the voice of Billy West. It was a launch title for Xbox.
What are the critic reviews, just quickly?
Reception. Let's have a look. Mixed. Famitsu gave it a score of 28 out of 40.
That's bad.
I remember enjoying it, but I was 12.
It's more than 50%. That's a pass.
Yeah, video game reviews, though, if it's like under like 70 or 80%, the game's usually basically unplayable.
So there were bashes, dashes, and gliders.
Do you reckon they wanted to call them?
Bashes could break through certain objects. Dashes had a quick boost. Gliders could fly. Here's a sentence. Players can collect 10 green meteor chunks to become a Tribrid. As a Tribrid, players can have bashes, dashes, and gliders with just using one character. All right.
That's sick.
I'm going to track down Mad Dash Racing. Well,
while you track down that, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you find it?
Nah. Cash, what have you been playing?
I have been playing also a mobile game, Pocket World 3D.
Okay.
Now this
Pocket World 3D.
Now this is continuing on my review of games that Mark Zuckerberg has decided are for me. Mm-hmm. Maybe he knows me. I don't know. Does he get me?
He's seen your Facebook profile, definitely.
Oh my god!
Facebook owns Instagram, so he's seen your Instagram profile.
That's true.
Do you think he thinks I'm pretty?
I would imagine.
No. He can tell me if he does.
Slide into a DM, Zuckerman.
So I'm reviewing Pocket World 3D, a game which was advertised to me via Instagram. I think he knows me well because I mentioned before he used to be a hoarder. I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
And I really like getting rid of things and I don't like buying unnecessary things. I love buying anything that is good. I will spend all my money on things that are nice, but if it's unnecessary, I get a bit like, ugh. I get this weird thing when I go to arcade games, the ones where you like – the claw machines. I love claw machines because they always feel like a fun little challenge. But if I win a prize, I'm like, I don't want this. Like, what am I going to do?
That's fair.
So something I really enjoy is model making and making really tiny things.
Yep.
But I never want to buy them because I don't want to have the thing afterwards.
That's fair.
I'm so sick of it. And this game caters to both of those. You get to make tiny little models and they're all in the phone and I don't have to look at them again.
That's great. I thought you were going to say you get to make tiny little models and throw them out. I was excited.
Part of the game mechanic is binning it. The game mechanic, oh my god, no, get me separating the pieces and recycling each part.
Figuring out where it goes.
The balsa is technically a wood blend, so I have to throw it into this bin. Pocket World 3D, the logo or the app icon still has the word new in it, so I don't know how new it still is.
That's exciting.
Now, if I go to my rubric of Instagram advertised games, we're going to go marketing first.
All right.
Did it live up to the ad? Yes, it did.
Whoa.
And it surpassed the ad. Because it's a model making game. You know how sometimes you see ads for like, oh, color this in. You're like, that's not satisfying. You're not actually doing anything. This one had enough of a game element and challenge to it that it was easy that you could sort of do it as a calming thing, but you could do like time trials and things like that and try really hard to go through, but then there were ways to allow it to be a bit easier for yourself if you just wanted to have a nice time doing something and making something. Second part of marketing, how bad did the ad get me? So badly. I'm pretty sure I downloaded from the app.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it got me. I was like, oh no.
You gotta get in.
That's so good. It's so weird. You're getting actual games advertised to you on Instagram. Mm. I always get those ones where it's like, there's a man and an orc and you gotta pull this stick and...
How do you set the spider on fire by pulling the right stick?
And then I pulled the wrong stick and now my man is burning in lava and the spider's got a gun.
One of those ones. Oh no. Yeah.
I have been advertised those ones, but these are the ones after my own.
Yeah.
On to the physical aspects. Did it make my wrist hurt or give me wrist pain? It didn't, because you have to use an index finger. So it promotes a better wrist health than other mobile games that just get you to use your thumb.
Now, this, of course,
applies to someone who has a very specific RSI injury from office work from 2 years ago. Now, if that isn't you, maybe you can ignore that.
Statistically, it's got to be one listener.
So you've got RSI in your thumb.
No, my wrist, from bending my wrist. Oh, but if I'm playing on my phone,
that makes sense. It
puts my wrist in the bad position.
Yeah.
That's a physio term. It's fine if you don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. Go to school for once in your life, Jackson.
Just the one time. You only have to do it once, Jackson, please. Oh, my God.
Billy Madison, it's real easy.
I prefer to remain a sort of Huck Finn type.
You have the potential to be...
The man needs a straw hat. Get him a straw hat.
You have the potential to be a Billy Madison type, yet here you are, unfulfilled.
It is sad. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Another physical effect that I like to judge is how it affected my sleep. Mm-hmm. Now, because this game, so you can just go in, it's got a number of levels, and you're just literally model making all the challenge of it is that you've got your base.
Yeah.
That you are building the model on, and it has little holes in it. So there might be like a little triangle hole and a little square hole, and they might be color coordinated. So you go through your pieces. You can rotate the base any which way, but the pieces that you have are all one direction.
Okay.
So it's just you're insecure.
Yeah.
So it's just puzzles. That's all it is. It's just a big puzzle with a rotation element to it. That is why it is a bit more challenging. As you run a piece over the hole, it like glows and then you can put it in. So if you get really stuck, you can just run the piece over the whole thing. So it's nice if you're like, oh, I just want to relax by like making a nice
little... It sounds satisfying. Like, what kind of models do you end up making?
So it's all about worldwide icons. What are they called?
Monuments?
Landmarks? Yes, monuments and landmarks.
Monuments, man.
So far I've made George monuments Clooney. From Kyoto.
A film that was unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Oh, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that didn't do well, but that's all right.
These things happen.
I've done Kyoto, London, San Francisco, and I'm on to Beijing at the moment.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So you just make little models of things from around the world, and sometimes you're like, I know what that is. Sometimes you're like, wow, I didn't know that existed. It's nice. It's peaceful.
Good to learn.
It is good to learn.
Jackson, don't lecture her about learning. Go to school for once in your life.
No. Help me paint this fence.
No.
It's fun, dude. Painting the fence is fun. I love doing it, and I want to let you should do it, you know.
This feels like a trick.
No, it's not, dude.
I went to school. I know the painting fences is boring.
No, it rules, man. No, I just do it heaps, so I'm bored of it.
No. See, the trick you got to get is you got to have an inventor dad that has made a lawnmower that's remote control and then make me pay you to use the lawnmower to mow the lawn. And then your dad's like, thank you for doing the chores. Honey, I shrunk the kids.
You got me there.
Wayne Szalansky.
Is he the new Huck?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, that's nice.
Rick Moranis or the kid?
Rick Moranis. He's coming back for a new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
The storyline's sad and mirrors his real life for some crazy reason.
What? No.
So yeah, quick side. Hey, Thumb Cramps, here's a bit of a movie. It's Eye Cramps for a bit now. If you don't know what Eye Cramps is, sign up for Sense Plus. Anyway, so in real life, Rick Moranis' wife passed away from cancer and he retired from acting to look after his kids in 1997 and help raise them and just step out of the spotlight.
Uh-huh.
The plot synopsis for the new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is Rick Moranis' character, Wayne, has stepped away from inventing and kind of lost his mind because he was obsessed with using his shrinking machine to shrink his wife's cancer and it didn't work and she died. So he became like a hermit. That's too close to real life.
No. Oh my God. No.
Wow.
Rick Moranis. Is he okay?
Is this film going to be like an emotional tour de force? Because that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, Maybe.
I don't know. You know when they remake a movie from the 80s and for some reason they always aim it at kids that never saw the film when it came out?
Yeah.
They should aim it at adults who want to be sad now.
Yeah. Adults are already sad. Growing up sucks. Yeah, nostalgia man. Doesn't make you feel good.
No.
You're like, man, I used to be young and now I'm old. Yeah,
now you're like, oh, other people are aging with me and we're suffering together. Exactly. It's a lot nicer.
Yes. That's what I want to say.
Anyway, is the game good?
Yeah. In terms of fun making me mad and making me stressed, yeah. Oh, tick in every box. So it didn't make me angry.
Okay. Uh-huh.
There was nothing in the game that made me mad. It made me stressed, but only when I got super into it because you can go through, like, it's one of those games where it just, for whatever reason, has like 50 screens and it's like, do you want to do the challenge version? Do you want to do the relaxed version? Do you want to do this? And you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
If you do the challenge version, they're all timed and you can fail at the challenges. There's, of course, like, it's a free game, so there's, like, ad elements where it's, like, watch this ad, get the thing,
yeah.
The Wi-Fi note for this game is definitely turn off the Wi-Fi, but there are some levels that do make you watch ads to do.
Oh, so that's no good.
It's no good, but you get to pick and choose, and it's one of, like, I never, if I like a game enough, I don't mind putting the ad on because I'm like, well, this is the way that you get paid for it, you know?
That's
so
fair.
I'm not too phased. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you turn the Wi-Fi off, you don't get the interrupting ad. So okay, I definitely good. Recommend Wi-Fi off for this one. But yeah, if you get really, really into it and do all the time trials and stuff, you get stressed. And then when I did that, that's when it made me lose some sleep. But that's on me. I'm going to take that as something that I have done
that's
to myself.
It's a thumb-off cast.
Yeah, you know what? You know, I was enjoying it as a nice, relaxing puzzle game where you got to make nice little models that didn't have to go in the bin or take up space in your room, which you've spent so many years trying to get clean because you used to hoard. But, you know, I'd recommend this to anyone who's overcome hoarding.
There's very few games for that variety of person, so that's pretty good.
I'm going to give it 4.5 thumbs. 4 thumbs and a knuck, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Apology accepted.
Loses half a knuck. Look, I don't know what's going on with the different levels and stuff, and I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't lose a knuck for that. I just want to make a note if that annoys you that there's no clear anything with this game. Mm-hmm. It loses half a knuck for the ads, but it doesn't really...
It doesn't detract from it.
It doesn't taint your enjoyment, and it's a nice one. Actually, no, I'll go 5 thumbs.
It's a perfect game.
They need to make money. You know, I'm not gonna.
That's fair.
I'm not gonna poo-poo someone for needing to make money.
Hey,
off
this
ads.
Podcast
exactly.
has ads in it.
No, yeah, five exactly. 5 thumb game. Turn the Wi-Fi off. Cop the ads when you need to. Just deal with it. And I like to think that I have a strong will that the ads won't affect me. And I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever downloaded a game from a game. For whatever reason, that's the line I choose to draw.
No, I understand. It feels more insidious. On Instagram, it's like, hey, you can scroll past us.
We've been checking out your pics, and think you Mark might like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a mobile game, it's like someone coming up to you, putting their nose to your nose and being like, hey, play Crash Bandicoot. You feel their hot breath in your mouth.
And you're like, I'm going to play Crash Bandicoot so this man leaves me alone.
Okay, sir. I will.
Thank you for telling me.
That's good. Perfect game. Well, I've also been playing a mobile game. And I similarly got into it from Instagram as well.
Man, I wish I got the memo about that. I would have downloaded that kill the man to save the goblin
kill
or what.
A bear to eat a spider.
Yeah.
And the game that I've been playing is called Draw Climber. Now, the basic premise of the game is that there is a level, you draw the legs of your little cube, they spin, and that propels the cube forward. You're in a race with somebody else. It says you're in a race with another person, but I've consistently played this in airplane mode, and I'm still versing other people, so I just don't think that's true.
Yep.
That's funny because that means somebody had to come up with, like, fake online names. So often I'm versing Grizz the Gamer or Becco and stuff.
Oh,
that's pretty
Becco.
Funny.
The
reason Becca from television.
The main reason I downloaded this game is because it said that you can draw your own legs, and I was like, I wonder if I can make it a swear. And I could. I had a dick and balls, but it didn't really change the gameplay. There's a lot of different elements you encounter as you try to run along your sort of side-scrolling level. And new ones are introduced all the time. Every time they're introduced, they say that I unlocked it. I don't know if that is really the case.
Mm.
That's like saying you unlocked poison mushrooms in Mario.
Yeah.
That's a new hazard you're adding for me. I don't get anything out of this.
You get the challenge.
Yeah.
I suppose I get the challenge.
You're a gamer boy, like Gamer Gecko and Becco.
That's true. I guess they're all saying saying, I don't know what they're saying, because I got no point to put a name in for myself. So if I was playing it online, who knows? At every...
Jacko, the gamer.
At the beginning of every level, it tells me to spend $15 to get level one speed. I don't know what that means. And
15 real dollars?
Yeah, 15 real dollars.
Oh my god, that's so much.
And there's a big hand doing, like, pointing down at it. And also to the left of that, with a little qualifier of soon on it, is something that just says arms. I assume eventually we'll add it. They'll ask me to pay for. I don't know what it means.
Wait,
look, arms.
What? No, tell me. I want to know more about the cube. So it's a cube, right?
Huh. Well, it's a cube, but you can unlock other bodies. And so there are three sections of bodies to unlock: basic, epic, and secret. I have no idea how to unlock basic or epic, but I keep unlocking secret. In fact, I have all four secret unlocks. I mostly play as the helicopter because it looks funny when it has big legs. I don't know. I have also collected 4.9K in gold. I cannot spend that gold on anything. I just have
Maybe that $15 is gold.
Maybe I should press that $15.
Yeah, I reckon you should.
And get that level one speed. It's not what you'd call a hard game. I realized I'm at world 72, so I've been playing quite a bit. But I realized at around world 20 that if I just made... So you get like a little space to draw your legs in, a little kind of rectangle. And initially I was doing like an arc, or I was trying to do like knees or whatever. But then I realized that if I just did a straight line, I would win every race. So I've just done that. Except when sometimes there's like a roof that means that if you have your
straight
legs.
Straight legs.
So I have to make my legs smaller. But other than that, it's very hard to lose. I don't know why I'd spend $15 on getting more speed. It's not necessary. One thing that I like is that your legs can get stuck and break off. That's quite fun.
I like that.
So occasionally, there's like a bridge, like a rope bridge that was added at some point.
Yeah.
And occasionally my leg will fall through the rope bridge and then as I try to rotate, snap off. Mm. So I'll have one long leg and one little leg.
That's cool.
And sometimes you can finish a level like that, and sometimes you've got to rapidly draw new legs, and that cuts a little bit of time, so you can lose in that situation. There are... like ladders, I guess, or it's like a staircase, but like an almost vertical staircase that you got to climb. Again, that was really hard at first. I was like, oh, I got to change the way my legs look, but no, the straight legs, I just run up. It's no big deal.
I like that you've beaten 72 levels, yet you've just been drawing one straight line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every single time, one straight line does the job, unless I need to make my legs a little bit smaller. Occasionally, you get to a bonus level. At the end of every four levels, there's a bonus level where you're not versing anybody. And every time there, I try to make the strangest legs I can. It's never as satisfying as I want it to be. I tried to color in the whole square once to see I could just get... Oh, it stopped before I could, and I just had thick legs, and I finished the level anyway. It looks nice enough. There's something weirdly satisfying about watching a helicopter run with its legs. I'll show you.
Yeah, let's see.
Searching for an opponent, I got Jean Milou.
Oh my god, I hope they're a listener.
There you go, that's...
Straight legs, helicopter. Oh my god,
that's amazing.
And that's me running as a helicopter.
Whoa, you're flying.
Yeah, see what I mean? You just smash it. You just need to make long legs and you smash it.
You've broken through a wall.
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
You're running through coins?
Running through coins.
And you won very easily.
Yeah. So,
on to the next level.
Let's start a new podcast where I play draw legs or whatever, and you guys just talk about me doing it. If you don't have your internet off or you're not on airplane mode, you will get an ad between every level. That's annoying. Mm. So I've turned it off. But other than that, you're just kind of not going to get any ads. Occasionally, you collect keys sometimes.
Yes.
And then it gives you like a grid of nine chests.
Uh-huh.
And you can unlock some of the chests, and that's how you get your secret bodies or whatever.
Yeah.
And then if you get a secret body... It's like got a picture of the secret body and it says claim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in other places, it'll say claim if you want to physically buy. So it's tricky in that way.
Yeah.
So the first time, so often it's like claim and then underneath after a bit, it says no thanks. And you can press no thanks and you don't have to claim it. Except when it's the heads where it says claim, but you're not spending actual money. Ah. So it's a confusing one there.
What if you are spending actual money and you haven't realized?
That would be so funny.
Oh, what a brilliant... Oh, beautiful.
If I've set up accidentally a permanent direct debit once, just somehow once a month, $500 goes to...
For level one speed.
Level one speed. I need to be quick, dude.
The people in the people at the app company just like working around being like, this man's spending $500 a month. I was like, oh, well, he must really love this. He's just doing straight legs the entire time. This man isn't playing the game. He's not playing the game.
He's just doing straight legs. How is he kept playing? How is it fun for him?
Cuts back to you. I love straight legs.
I like make my legs straight. Make a windmill helicopter run. Yeah.
It's quick.
Yes, good. look, it's pretty fun.
Drawing one straight line.
It's kept me occupied, you know.
It's good to watch.
And it's satisfying going up like a steep thing. And I'm like, will my legs keep? They did. It's not the kind of game that you're actively playing, you know. It's the kind of game you set up and watch. It also keeps giving me ads for a game called Draw Car or something. Ah. That's the same premise, but you draw a car.
Wonder if a straight line works for that too.
I have to imagine.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, that's true. There's also...
I thought you were about to make a call. You picked up your phone like someone was ringing you. Oh my God, it's draw legs.
Imagine if I did that and then as I put it to my cheekbone hit the $15 for speed. there's also to the right of that, a somewhat more baffling button to press, which says offline earnings to an hour, $40, and it's grayed out. I don't know what that means.
What can, do you mind if I inspect, please?
Are they implying that I can somehow earn money playing Draw Legs or Draw Runner?
Well, yeah. How do you think
they are?
Gecko the Gamer or whatever?
Maybe this will become my new income. $40 for 2 hours work. Oh, that's not that
good. No, it's $2 an hour.
But then why does it say $40 beneath? Do I spend $40 to get $2 an hour?
Maybe you have to play a total of 20 hours before you can claim it. Or maybe this is how much you've played.
Let's see. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it means. We'll see what happens, I guess.
I mean, it's grayed out. You can't click it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter anyway because I can't click it. But
play. Search of, versus Suzanne.
Yeah, draw straight your straight line. Leg.
Oh, no, I think I made a mistake. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yep, hang on. Checkpoint. Checkpoint?
Yeah, sometimes there are checkpoints. I could not imagine why. You can't die.
I got so a many... key. Oh, no, there's spikes in this level. I cleared the spikes.
You will always clear the spikes with the straight legs.
I only got one key.
Yeah, there's like spread across the like four levels, there'll be three keys.
18 coins collect claim times 5?
No, you don't want to click claim times 5. You'll watch an ad. You want to click no thanks.
Okay.
Except on the bonus level, you do want to click claim.
Oh, okay. Look, hey, I got an ad.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm
guy was caught winning a lottery jackpot on a lottery app he downloaded for free.
Holy shit.
It was a man
dude.
Jumping up and down in an elevator and then he just ran straight into a guy.
Look, I'm enjoying this game. I mean, it's not the greatest game in the world. It's not the most innovative game in the world, but it's fun enough.
It's literally you draw a straight line and then watch a movie.
If they were like, what are the gameplay mechanics? Oh, draw a straight line.
That's it.
But I'm having fun. I'll probably give it maybe 4 thumbs.
That's amazing. This is like your version of the coloring in apps, yeah. Which I don't get. You just tap and the colors appear. The fun is the coloring. But like, it's just... One straight
something
line.
Something about it satisfying.
One and done.
It's good to watch.
Sega. So it could be both. And I know Australia says it one way, but it's actually the other. And I always panic.
I think Cass was right.
Cigar. I hope they're listening and they're like, wow, this game that we actually tried really hard on and don't have in-app purchases for just scored the lowest versus two games on Instagram.
Yeah, this, like, and I think something... That is such a mobile game feature. And like not the Sonic one where they've adapted it for optimized gameplay or whatever. Yeah. Just the ad elements and the weird things where they've clearly read something or had like psychologists look into it and they're like, we know what will get people addicted. It's almost like gambling.
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, we're going to have more achievements, more things. Like we're going to have things come. Like, you know, when
remember
Words with Friends when it was just Scrabble and now it's like, okay, daily challenge, unlock tile.
Oh yeah,
color,
absolutely.
And there's so much going on.
Tricking your right brain, man.
Oh, exactly. That's an insane element of mobile games.
Absolutely. What one last thing I should say is that occasionally the frame rate drops.
Oh yeah, we saw that before.
Which is pretty funny for as simple as it is. But yeah, 4 thumbs. Maybe 5.
Well, your call.
Let's say 5.
5 thumbs. Is this your game of the year so far?
Could be.
That's big. I think that like I'm scared to, I wish I had a burner phone because I want to try one of these porno games.
Yeah.
Because like they get advertised to everyone all
see
the time.
See what happens,
just
man.
See what, are they actual pornos?
Yeah. Are you going to get off?
Just download a porno game. Why does it need to be a burner phone?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just concerned about, you know.
Viruses.
Anything that could go wrong with my phone because if, you know, presumably porno games aren't on the normal
app store.
App store.
It's not part of the Apple Arcade?
That's crazy.
I do not believe the porno games are part of the Apple
Arcade. I'm checking
arcade.
Yeah. the Google Play Store for porno games I'm just gonna, to see. Before we say goodbye.
Before Apple Arcade will not have any porno games.
What happens if I Google porn in the game store?
Yeah. You'll probably get something.
I've got WoW. Reboot. Overcome porn. Stop masturbation. Fortify. Quit porn for good. Wow. There's heaps of things that are like...
Stop you jerking
stop
off.
Whacking off. Porn blocker. Porn addiction signs. Porn... This rolls. Purity. Reborn. Quit porn addiction. Christians. Real men don't porn. Porn addiction. The ultimate guide too.
Oh!
Quit porn.
See, I decided to go a different route because I was like, most porn games don't have porn in their title. So I tried horny.
Yeah.
There is an app called Horny? And it tracks your horniness.
Oh my God.
You open it and if it's like, are you horny? Yes or no. And then it puts an emoji on a map where you were showing if you're
you
horny
can tell
or not.
If you are horny
oh
in
my
a location.
God, track your horny.
That your rolls. Stats. You have been horny 6 times and not horny 3 times.
Please download
hang on,
that.
Hang
app.
On. So you have to type in when you're not horny. How often does it check?
I don't know. I guess track and share how horny you are anytime, anywhere. The first and only app where you can track and share how horny you are. Set if you are horny or not. Share your status with friends. Share your status with the horny community. Share, see where other horny users have been and have not been horny. Track and share your overall stats. Stickers. Add horny stickers in iMessenger with the free included sticker pack. Unlock customization. Set your own emojis, colors, and even using background image.
That is so good, man.
Shout out to Danny Cohen for making the best app of all time.
Oh, my God.
We should all download it and just constantly mark ourselves as horny in the studio and then get Joel Zammit to check, and then he'll be like, oh, no.
Can you make friends with the horny app?
Yeah, can we all see each other is horny?
I think
so. I can't find it. I don't think it's on the Android store. What's
it's
it called?
Literally just
it's
called
horny,
horny
question
mark.
I don't think I can get it.
Jackson, I'm just going to show you the icon.
Okay.
It's H question mark. It's by... Danny Cohen.
Yeah, I can't find it. I'm going to have to
search. It supports family sharing. Up to 6 family members can use this app.
Wow.
No.
This is good.
Wow.
Well, bonus review, horny app. That
the greatest
rules.
Game ever made.
Oh, I didn't even notice. When you're on a map and it shows like the emoji and then it says horny or not horny. Look at the title of the map, Jackson.
Map of horniness. Yeah!
This is the funniest app in the entire world.
That is incredible. I'm going to have to Google horny for Android. For
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Cass.
Phone games, they're good.
They're good. Remember when phone games were good?
Yeah, we do. Download horny for your phone now. Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.